The first part of strategic selling involves starting off each call with a strong strategic uniqueness or philosophy statement about you and your company that takes less than 2 minutes to present. It also involves you developing a more strategic or big picture focus to your selling messaging, selling language, and overall philosophy or approach to a customer's business. This first part of strategic selling also includes you responding to the toughest question from a buyer when they ask you, "Why, based on all the competitive alternatives available to me, do I want to buy from you?" How successful have you been persuasively answering this question from your customers or prospects? How effective are you at explaining the complete story of your product or services? A strong opening strategic message of competitive uniqueness is an effective way to start off a sales call. Explaining your statement of uniqueness or elevator speech begins to position your customers to why they want to select you over all of your competitors. But success in selling involves more than just delivering a strong opening selling statement. You also need to provide your potential buyer with a simple yet complete explanation of what you have to offer and why it'd be of such value to your prospect. The five strategic buying questions are a great way to completely explain and hopefully sell your products or services. The five strategic buying questions cover all of the major questions a prospect will ask as they evaluate and consider your selling offer. These five strategic buying questions include: where can this take us? Explaining how your product or service can change or redirect their business efficiency or profitability. Who can this help? Explaining who in the customer's organization will find the most value from your offering. Why is it better? Explaining why your approach is better, provides more value, is a lower risk or a lower total cost than any of your competitors. What does it do? Explaining what kinds of results or outcomes you'll be able to receive. And the fifth question, how does it work? Explaining the mechanics and details of how it functions. These are simple buying questions salespeople have been answering in sales calls for decades, but the majority of salespeople answer these questions in the wrong order. Recently, I've been helping a close friend develop his selling and marketing strategy for a new database software program he's written for the medical research industry. He's developed a brilliantly creative design that significantly improves how you search out and access past medical research. I know his new search product will be successful if he can just figure out how to sell it. When asked to explain his new software program, my friend starts explaining in great detail how his program works and what it does. The last of the five strategic buying questions. In fact, the last time I asked for an explanation of what his new product did, he sent me access code so I could peruse through his software program online. His idea the best way to explain and sell me his program is to start off answering the bottom question first of how does it work, and then talking about what it does. He's expecting to work his way up to the bigger picture questions of who can it help and where can this take us. But because he's so technical, and I'm not, his sales presentation immediately bogs down into too much detail. Even after several attempts of him explaining to me what his new programming does, I've yet to understand the true value and uniqueness of what he's selling. And I bet all but the most technical customers he calls on will also experience the same problem of understanding that I currently have. You see, my friend's problem is he's much too product and detailed focused in his sales explanations. All of his explanations are accurate and complete, but I still don't understand why his new software program will provide value and benefit to a medical research facility. This goes back to the old saying my father always said, and I've covered in past articles, that you don't go into a hardware store to buy a drill, you go in to buy the opportunity to make holes. What order are you explaining your products or services to your customers? Most salespeople, like my friend, are not as successful in their selling efforts as they could be because they start covering these five questions from the bottom, first explaining how it works and then discussing what it does. Many salespeople also then explain why their product or service is better than their competition. But most buyers find it difficult to absorb new information in this manner, or at least this order. The technical approach of providing all of the details so you can understand the big picture normally just doesn't work in sales. In most cases, it's just too complex for your customer to collect all of the detailed information provided and then assemble it in their minds to truly understand the big picture of what's being explained and proposed. But the more persuasive way or strategic way is to reverse the order and begin your product or service presentation by starting off with explaining where your product or service can take your customer and then discussing who in their organization will receive the most value. After all of that explanation and positioning, it's then time to get into all the details of explaining what your products or services do and how they actually work. How are you presenting your information? From the more persuasive big picture down to the details? Or are you a detailed and technically biased salesperson who still expects customers to be able to assemble all of your detailed explanations into one overall understanding of what you're selling and why it'll provide such value to your customers? Want to improve your strategic selling skills? The first and most important effort is to work on your 2-minute strategic message of uniqueness that explains why someone would want to buy from you compared to any of your competitors. But then, the next step is to ensure that you maintain a strategic or philosophical approach to selling by maintaining a big picture overview of what you're offering throughout your presentation. The best way to selling with this stronger strategic or big picture selling approach is to work with your team to develop concise and effective responses to each of these 5 questions, covered in the proper order. You want to walk your customers through first, where can this take us? Then second, who can this help? Third, why is it better? Fourth, what does it actually do? And then finally, fifth, how does it work? Try planning out your next sales presentation so you can answer these 5 questions in the proper and strategic order of explaining your philosophy and big picture first, and then getting into all the details. So what do you think of these 5 questions? Think this can help you achieve a more persuasive and more strategically impactful style of selling? Or, like my friend, are you just having too much fun submerged in all of your product or service details? We know you're good. Now the question is, are you good enough, and are you committed enough to rearrange and refocus how you explain your products or services so you can increase your strategic competitive advantage? Thanks for listening.